You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up tonight after 7, it's Latino USA with a look at unusual stories of immigration, not just to the United States, but around the globe.
First, the U.S. Department of Transportation said drivers logged more miles in 2015 than in any year in American history, more than 3 trillion miles. Wisconsin is where 60 billion of those miles are traveled. But according to a study from the Local Government Institute of Wisconsin, the Badger State has the 3rd worst roads in the nation.
Our next guest says it's time for Wisconsin to think about using toll roads. Patrick Jones joins us to make that case. He's the executive director and CEO of the International Bridge, Tunnel, and Turnpike Association. Patrick, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you very much, Veronica. It's a pleasure to be here.
Why do you think it's time for Wisconsin to seriously consider toll roads?
Well, everything that I've been reading about Wisconsin suggests that the infrastructure is not as in good condition as it could be. This is Infrastructure Week, and we know that in Wisconsin, your roads and bridges are not as well maintained as they could be. They've been labeled something like the 3rd worst in the country, and because of the poor condition of the roads, the motorists in Wisconsin pay $700 in vehicle repairs every year due to damaged roads, and that's almost double the national average of $377.
What do we mean by that? Like maybe the struts get shot or the brakes? What sorts of things happen when the roads are in bad condition?
Well, think about potholes. Think about rutting in the pavement, etc. Think about having your fillings fall out because you're driving through potholes, and a similar thing is happening to your vehicle. Even a slightly rougher pavement will have a reduction in the fuel economy of a vehicle. So smoother, better-maintained pavement, roads that don't have potholes, better geometry of roads, all make for an improved and a safer ride.
Now, one of the things that you say is that it's either taxes or it's tolls. What do you see as being the outlook on that here in Wisconsin?
Well, I know at the national level, the Congress has been extremely reluctant to increase the gas tax. They haven't done it since 1992. And as a result, the gas tax has lost more than a third of its purchasing power in that time. And we've seen it lose purchasing power also because of the increased fuel economy of the vehicles that are on the road. Similar things are happening in Wisconsin and elsewhere. Everybody points to the important needs for infrastructure and improving roads, but nobody seems to be able to come up with the money. What tolling does is it puts into place a system in which people pay for the roads that they use. And if you don't use a road, you don't pay for it.
Well, what if someone says, you know, my tax dollars built that road. I've put my money into that road already.
Well, that's the old argument that we've already paid for it. And you can think of a situation, let's say with your house. Maybe you bought and paid for your house. The mortgage is paid off. But you still need a new roof because the roof was last replaced 20 years ago. Or maybe you have a lot of new appliances in your kitchen and you need more electrical power to the kitchen, so you have to upgrade that. You have to paint the house or replace the siding. You have to replace the insulation in the house. The plumbing starts to go bad after 50 or 100 years, so you need to replace that. So even if you own your house outright and have the mortgage paid off, you still have expenses to live there comfortably. The same thing happens with a road. Many of our roads in this country were built 20, 30, 50 years ago, and they need to be replaced. That costs money, and tolling can help solve that problem.
Now, this is a debate that we've been having in Wisconsin is getting to be quite a while now, and then tolling comes up as part of this conversation. And one sticking point is that people don't like tolls. Nobody looks forward to going to Illinois and driving on the tollway there. So how do you overcome that?
Well, I think we have to encourage people to think about the roads that they use in a way similar to the utilities that they use. Their electric utilities, their water, their power, their cell phones, their cable bills. Nobody seems to have a problem paying their smartphone bill at the end of the month because it's a lifeline for them. It's a connection to the world through the internet and through texting. But for whatever reason, people look at the road as oh, that's something that's always been there and always will be there, and we paid for it. But every time somebody gets on the road, and especially when lots of people get on the road at the same time, there is a cost for me to be on the same road with you, because it's harder for us to get where we want to go when there's congestion. So we need to think about our roads more as a public utility and less as something in nature that we found and has been here all along.
Do you think that some kind of public relations, public information campaign could change the way we think about the roads? Because people do think about the roads in a particular way.
Well, I do know there's an organization in Wisconsin that I think is trying to get businesses to think about infrastructure and to talk to state legislatures, the state legislature, in a focused way. Businesses Moving Wisconsin. And they are trying to band businesses together, people who ship goods from Wisconsin or receive goods in Wisconsin, to let their state legislators know how important infrastructure is to the business climate, to the business community.
We're talking with Patrick Jones right now, Executive Director and CEO of the International Bridge, Tunnel, and Turnpike Association. He recently wrote an opinion piece saying it's time for Wisconsin to get serious about toll roads to pay for infrastructure. And let's take a look at how neighboring states have done when they've adopted toll roads. We know about Illinois. What are some of the others?
Well, neighboring states include Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, and Ohio. They all have toll facilities. In fact, there are 35 states in the U.S. with toll facilities that generate upwards of $14 billion a year in revenues to support nearly 6,000 miles of tolled facilities. And in many cases, these facilities, I would say in most cases, they are safer, they're better maintained, they provide a better ride and less congestion than their non-tolled counterparts, because there is a continuous revenue stream supporting those facilities.
If Wisconsin, say, wanted to dip a toe into the tolling waters, is there a way just to place a toll? Have other states put a toll maybe on a select road or two, and has that been enough to sort of help move the books in a good direction?
Well, you talked about public opinion, and one of the things we've heard from the public is that they typically don't like it when states put a toll on an existing roadway. But if you have a new roadway, or if you're reconstructing a bridge, or if you're adding lanes to an existing roadway, then people are much more receptive to seeing the tolls. They can see that a new facility is being created, whether the lanes are being widened, an interchange is being improved, a bridge is being replaced, and they can see where their dollars are going. There currently is a federal prohibition on tolling the existing lanes of interstate highways, but there's a pilot program that allows three states to use that authority. Wisconsin could someday be one of those states.
Now, you've mentioned a couple of times in the course of our conversation the word safety. What data is there that it's actually safer to drive on a toll road? Because if you're from Wisconsin and you end up in one of those sort of big log jams around tolls in Chicago, it doesn't feel as safe.
Well, we actually have data from the U.S. Department of Transportation. It's a little bit dated, but it does show a comparison between the fatality rate on toll facilities and comparable non-toll facilities. And this data shows that the fatality rate for toll facilities is a third lower than that on non-tolled facilities. The other thing that's improving safety is the introduction of electronic tolling, and more all electronic tolling, where there are no toll booths or barriers on the highway. So you drive underneath a gantry, it's like an archway over the highway, and the electronics read the tag in your vehicle, and you actually pay your toll at highway speed.
Now, 35 states, it sounds like, have tolling of some manner. That's the majority. What is holding back the other states, including Wisconsin?
Well, I don't know specifically what's holding Wisconsin back, other than perhaps state legislators don't want to be seen as imposing another fee on their citizens. But I think the key will be to demonstrate a clear and sustainable value for the citizens of the state. If you look at a recent report from the Road Infrastructure Program that says that poor infrastructure costs Wisconsin drivers $6 billion annually, well, that's a significant cost. And we ought to get public officials to own up to the fact that there are no free roads. You're either going to pay for your roads with taxes or you're going to pay with tolls. And if you don't pay with either of those, then motorists will pay for the poor condition of the roads in terms of the higher maintenance costs for their vehicles.
How effective is tolling alone as a tool at paying for infrastructure and roads?
Well, we like to say that tolling is one of the tools in the toolbox. It isn't the only tool, and it isn't effective everywhere. For instance, in sparsely populated states where there's low density, tolling may not be the most effective way. You might want to rely on the gas tax, or some states rely on the sales tax to build local roads. But tolling can be very effective in areas like Wisconsin that have a fairly dense urban population and have roads that are congested for a good part of the day.
What would you say to people, both in the legislature here in Wisconsin and citizens who aren't so keen on the idea of toll roads?
Well, I would say listen to the people who ride the roads every day. We have examples and voices from people all around the country who really relish the fact that they have an easy pass or a sun pass that allows them to use a toll facility that's safe and well-maintained, that provides them trip reliability, that allows them to get back and forth to work, to school, to church, to other activities in a safe and a reliable manner. Those are the people that the state legislature should be listening to, and I think there are a lot of those voices in Wisconsin.
Patrick, thanks so much for joining us.
Veronica, thanks for having me.
That was Patrick Jones, Executive Director and CEO of the International Bridge, Tunnel, and Turnpike Association. He joined us to talk about his opinion piece. It's called It's Time for Wisconsin to Seriously Consider Tolling. You can find a link to that piece on the Central Time Facebook page.
Now, you can join in on the issue at 800-642-1234. What do you think about the idea of toll roads coming to Wisconsin? How would toll roads in the state affect your commute or change your driving habits? What do you think needs to be done to fund road and infrastructure maintenance in Wisconsin? Tolls or something else? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert, and we're continuing our conversation about toll roads, maybe, in Wisconsin now, and we're getting your take.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. Should Wisconsin consider toll roads, take the steps needed to start the conversation? We need a little nudge from Congress, I think, to make that happen. How would toll roads affect our economy, our road conditions? How would you be affected if we had toll roads? Would you be happy or sad? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Let's go to our first caller now. We've got Mike with us in Eau Claire. Mike, hi.
How you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Not too bad. I'm on my way home from work on Interstate 94. And my take on it is 94, 90, I-20, or 29, all are in pretty darn good shape, and they keep them up pretty well. I don't see why a toll road would improve them. What I do see is out on some of the county roads and a lot of the local streets is where we don't have the money to keep those up because the state has cut back on almost all support to the local communities to help them up, keep the streets upgraded.
And Mike, what about using some toll money for some of those local roads, or what about other infrastructure? Would you be up for that?
As far as I'm concerned, it'd be a fat chance the state would send it back down to the counties and the cities again. They just keep taking it away. Why would they change that pattern now?
All right, Mike, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mike. We'll go next to Pat joining us in Wisconsin Rapids. Pat, hi.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call, Mike and Veronica. I appreciate it.
Now, what do you think?
I was telling the Skinner that I am for them if that's where the money goes. But much like the Skyway, much like the Turnpike, them have been sold off to foreign interests. That money is not being returned to the citizenry. if you can't have fiscal responsibility from your politicians, and we've seen that that's not possible, then I don't know how they propose that this will work.
All right, Pat, thanks a lot for sharing that. Worried about if toll money would be used for what it needs to be used for. You can join in. We're talking about toll roads, the possibility of toll roads here in Wisconsin, taking your thoughts on it now. We just heard a case for toll roads from a guest. Now we're taking your calls and your Facebook comments, 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Jeffrey on Facebook wrote, "For what it's worth, I do look forward to going to Illinois and using the toll roads. They're well lit, wide, flat, in fantastic shape, and when it's snowing, very well cleared and salted." So yeah, a lot of people dread the Illinois toll roads. Jeffrey, all in favor of them.
Let's go to our callers now. I'll take another call here from James in Tomahawk. Hi, James.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. I don't think toll roads in Wisconsin, I just don't think they should build them. You know, I pay a lot of taxes every year, and most of our roads where I'm at are upkept, except for country roads that need more attention than, you know, the highways or, you know, roads through town. I think, you know, if they put in tolls, then, you know, I'm going to be paying more taxes for them to put them tolls in. And who's to say that I'm not going to pay more taxes once the tolls are in for the roads anyway?
And James, just quickly before we let you go, how would you suggest, you know, if not tolls, how do you suggest paying for some of those roads that do need a little more upkeep?
Well, I think that's what the, you know, citizens pay taxes for. Our money goes toward, you know, highways and roads to be rebuilt and construction on them.
James, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate it.
We heard from Tom on Facebook who says, either we implement tolls or people need to be comfortable paying taxes to maintain our roads. You simply can't have it both ways. Tom says the reality is we live in Wisconsin. The winters here, along with high commercial freight traffic, necessitate frequent road maintenance and repairs. Tom, thanks for sharing that on Facebook. We'll go to another caller now as we talk about the idea of toll roads in Wisconsin. Sarah is calling from outside of Madison. Sarah, hi.
Hi. My comment is, I'm wondering if there's a blend of things that we could do because, you know, people coming into the state maybe could pay via toll, but for us within the state, I know there are city and rural, and some people's semis would affect the road so much more than my little Honda Civic, so couldn't we figure out a matrix and kind of tax people as they use the road?
Sarah, that's interesting. And people talk about user fees or vehicle user fees where your vehicle would be taxed once a little more than it is now. Is that something? But I guess not necessarily based on how much you use the roads. What would you think of that?
Yeah, I think there could be a solution. I feel like, you know, actuaries figure these things out for insurance. I don't see why someone really smart with math couldn't figure that out for roads.
Sarah, thanks a lot for the call. Not necessarily toll roads, Sarah's saying, but some kind of a user fee based on how much you use Wisconsin roads.
And on the question of tolls, Tim on Facebook says, tolls slow down traffic, create headaches, and disproportionately affect poor people, raise the gas tax, raise the income tax, do anything but add time-consuming, traffic-inducing tolls. Don't be like Illinois. So there's Tim's sentiment on Facebook. What do you think? Might be time for your call yet today, 800-642-1234. And we go next to Susie in Pewaukee. Susie, hi.
Hi. I was just going to mention that if the trend is for fewer drivers and people living more where they use public transportation and things, and it seems to me that there's also a trend in the younger groups to not do so much brick-and-mortar store shopping but have things delivered. So while they're not using the roads, they're depending on a lot of truck delivery.
Interesting point, Susie. Thanks for that. Susie saying that the delivery, the way we like things delivered door-to-door can cause a wear and tear on the roads.
Thanks, Susie. We go next to Otter in Eau Claire. Hi.
Speaking of delivery, yeah, I've been a semi-truck driver for over 10 years, and I've been on most of the toll roads in the United States. Oklahoma and Pennsylvania, for two, are really not very good roads, and Indiana had major problems for a while there, and I kept on asking the toll people, how come they're not using our tolls to fix them up? And they said, well, they're not technically under any obligation. They're they're leasing the right to run these booths and stuff, and they can put as much or as little money back into it as they want to.
All right. Thanks a lot for sharing your perspective as a trucker. Appreciate that.
And we want to thank you so much for all those calls, everybody. And don't forget, you can keep this conversation going over on the Central Time Facebook page. Just search Central Time on WPR on Facebook. You also find the link to that piece by Patrick Jones up there on the Central Time Facebook page while you're checking it out.
I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. This is Central Time.